Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Tuesday, April 7th. I'm Ray Graff. As the coronavirus pandemic continues, we're all practicing social distancing, or we should be. With that in mind, we bring you some outdoor enthusiasts who can answer your questions about some activities you can do solo, hiking and biking. And the weather sure has been right for it today. Michael Barrett from the Adirondack Mountain Club and Samantha Moranville of Revolution Bicycles in Kingston are here. We welcome your hiking and biking calls at 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. Michael Barrett, Samantha Moranville, and your hiking and biking calls coming up on Vox Pop right after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Today on the program, we talk hiking and biking. And as we all try to exercise social distancing, one thing that I have noticed, the rail trails are very popular. Although most people are keeping good distance, there's a lot of people out there biking. There's a lot of people out there walking. And to answer your hiking questions today, we have Michael Barrett, the executive director of the Adirondack Mountain Club, a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting New York State's wild lands and waters. Michael is an avid hiker and runner and is also an attorney, in case we say anything wrong. And if you have a biking question, Samantha Moranville, the co-owner of Revolution Bicycles in Kingston, is here. Over the past 11 years, Samantha has helped more than 1,000 people select their ideal bike. She's an avid cyclist who enjoys any kind of bike ride, but mountain biking on single trek is her favorite. If you have a question, give us a call. 800-348-2551 is the number. 1-800-348-2551. Or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Michael and Samantha, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Great to be with you, Ray.
Nice to have you. And I'm sorry that you were on the phone, but this is the way we have been doing this the last few weeks. And next time you guys are on, we'll have you in the studio. Michael, you took over as director of the Adirondack Mountain Club in November. And a few months later, the pandemic happened. What's that been like for you? Apparently he drove away. Are you there?
I'm there. I'm here.
Did you hear my question?
Yes. If you could repeat the last part.
Well, I said you took over relatively recently in November, and then within a few months of that, we had a nationwide pandemic. It clearly was not exactly as you planned it.
No, you know, we spent a lot of our time promoting the Adirondacks and promoting getting outdoors within the Adirondacks. And now we're telling folks, don't go to the Adirondacks. Now is not the time to be climbing Mount Marcy or Algonquin or Cascade. We want people to get outside. It's great for both your physical and your mental health, but we want folks to stay local. This is the time to patronize your local parks, get out to those places you typically don't go. Stay local, within 30 minutes of your home, within the parameters of where you go to school, where you shop, and we want you to stay solo. That means go out on your own or stay with those who are in your household. So get outside, stay local, and keep it in small groups.
Now, to be clear, are the trails closed? The Adirondack trails?
No. No, they're not closed. We're just strongly – right now it's mud season, so there's even more reasons not to go to the Adirondacks. It's still wet up there. You're going to get better, drier trails in the lower altitudes in the capital region. And so they're not closed. A lot of the state parks are opened, but check the websites because the DEC is smartly reducing the population in order to promote social distancing. So just because there's a lot of parking spaces doesn't mean that's the number of people that they're going to let in. Stay out of the Adirondacks, stay local, and go to your local parks.
We are joined today, and as we talk hiking and biking, with Michael Barrett of the Adirondack Mountain Club and Samantha Moranville of Revolutionary Bicycles the entire show. It's Revolution Bicycles in Kingston. Samantha, I have so many questions about bikes. There are so many kinds of bikes. My children are all biking and actually solo biking and keeping away from people, so that's good. But you got fat bikes, you got road bikes, you got hybrid bikes. What about a bike for somebody who is just getting started?
So a great bike to consider for someone who's just starting out I'd start out looking at the hybrid category because they are the most versatile. So if you're just starting out and you're not really sure what exact type of riding you'd like to do, if you start out in that hybrid category, that's going to give you the flexibility to ride around your neighborhood and potentially also get out and do some of the rail trails or even some of the carriage roads. But the first question I ask someone when they say they're just starting out is, well, where do you see yourself in a year from now? Where would you like to be going? And then based on that answer, then I would recommend them into a specific category. But since, we're talking to the world at large, I would start there.
Yeah, you have been biking for how long? You personally?
Me personally?
Yeah.
A long time, my whole life, I don't know, yeah. I was five, maybe.
But I mean, you like to mountain bike, and that is not,
yes,
that is not for everybody.
No, I like to mountain bike on single track. And
what does that mean?
No, it's little narrow trails that have big rocks and logs and roots, and they twist and they zigzag.
Okay,
and
stop. Why would that be your favorite? Riding a bike over
so
rocks.
So much fun.
Really?
It's a blast.
Yeah, so that's not a 101 level biking, though. That's like 301, right?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, it's just practice. You start out on easier trails. You start out on maybe Mohonk or Minnewaska. You start out there. You start out on carriage trails that get you accustomed to riding on dirt and bumpy surfaces, and then you practice. So maybe the way I got started was, believe it or not, was in Brooklyn. Way back a long time ago when I met my husband there. And he took me out into the neighborhood, and we found some piles of pallets and junk, and he piled them up, and I rode my bike over it. And that was like my first experience of riding my bike over surfaces that I didn't think you could ride your bike over.
Well, we talk hiking and biking on Vox Pop today. If you have any questions, give us a call. It's 800-348-2551. Michael Barrett is here from the Adirondack Mountain Club. And Samantha Moranville of Revolution Bicycles in Kingston. We'll get to your phone calls and we'll talk more about all this coming up after the break. Vox Pop on WAMC, Ray Graff with you. It's hiking and biking today with Michael Barrett of the Adirondack Mountain Club and Samantha Moranville of Revolution Bicycles in Kingston. The number is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. And let's jump in on the phones, grab a call, and then we'll hit the email and we'll keep talking. Patrick in Warwick, you're on. Hello, Patrick. Hello, Patrick, are you there? No, it's going to be one of those things. All right, give us another call if you wish. This email came in from somebody. We're seeing more motorized skateboards and bicycles on the rail trail in Amherst, Massachusetts. Also, more traffic at night. Are there regulations and, more importantly, enforcement? That's a great question.
So we might be talking about, I'm not sure if they're speaking of e-bikes necessarily. I can't really answer questions about skateboards, et cetera, but I can talk a little bit about e-bikes. So they're relatively new, and lots of different companies are putting everything they can behind them because they believe that this is the future, is the electric pedal assist bicycle. There are different classes of pedal assist bike. There's like class one, class two, class three. And these are determined by the amount of power that the motor provides you. So generally speaking, there are not a lot of specific rules as of yet because it's new technology and people are still sort of finding their ways. And I'm not sure what's going on in Massachusetts. I know that in New York, they were just made legal in New York City, and certain trails allow them. It depends on who the authority is on the trail. But the key thing is an electric pedal assist bike is still a bicycle. You still have to ride it. It doesn't move if you don't pedal. There's no throttle. You can't just push a button and go. You have to be pedaling, and what the motor does is it assists you, and it makes you feel like you have bionic legs, and you just go farther, faster, greater distance than you would otherwise.
Well, you're an avid bicyclist, so you must be, as a purist, a little, you must scoff at this to some extent. In other words...
Oh, no. E-bikes are great.
Oh, come on.
I love e-bikes.
Really?
Yeah.
But, I mean, don't you want to pedal and get the exercise?
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's okay. So that it's funny you should say that, because that's the first place that everybody's mind goes, is they think, oh well, then I won't be getting a workout. And
right.
The contrary, and that makes sense. You know, that's the intuitive thing that you would think. But contrary to that belief, there have actually been industry studies about this.
Yeah.
What happens is people find themselves just doing more. You know, but perhaps in the same amount of time. My husband, who is a dyed-in-the-wool cyclist, he was born on a bicycle. You know, he's gaga for e-bikes right now because if I love mountain biking, he lives to mountain bike. And so he's one of the best mountain bikers around.
Yeah.
But he got himself, or I bought him for Christmas. Wasn't that nice? An electric full-suspension mountain bike. And what he's doing is... getting out, and maybe if he only has 45 minutes to go get in a ride before work,
right?
You know, he's able to do two or three times the distance that he would have been able to do otherwise.
Oh, I see. Okay. I mean, if we're going to go that route, I'll just get a Harley, though, right?
Well, for one thing, an e-bike is a heck of a lot quieter than a Harley.
I suppose you're right. All right.
You know.
We're going to grab some calls here, 800-348-2551. Before we do that, Michael Barrett, just for my own curiosity's sake, how many trails are there in the Adirondack Mountains? Did you ever count?
Well, there's hundreds of miles of trails, and that's the wonderful thing about the Adirondacks, not just the Adirondacks, but look, if you're going to be asked to recreate locally, you could do a whole lot worse than upstate New York.
Oh, yeah.
No matter which direction you go, there are wonderful opportunities to get outside, including in urban areas like Albany and Schenectady and Troy. And so, you know, there's the popular places in the Adirondacks, and of course we know them. The Adirondack Mountain Club operates the busiest trailhead in all of New York State, where you can hike to Mount Marcy and Mount Joe. But there's no shortage. You can find incredible wilderness experiences throughout the Adirondacks, which, as everyone knows, is the largest protected area in the contiguous United States.
Hmm. I did not know that. The number to call here is 800-348-2551. It's hiking and biking today. The biking handled by Samantha Moranville of Revolution Bicycles in Kingston. The hiking by Michael Barrett, Executive Director of the Adirondack Mountain Club. Let's see if the elusive Patrick in Warwick is with us now. Patrick, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you today?
Good. You're on.
Okay, great. I'm interested in kind of a European electric bike to use as something of a truck. Not that I wouldn't want to ride it. I'm a regular road biker. But, you know, to have a bit of a utility vehicle. I know they do a lot of that in Europe. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you should look at the Surly Big Easy. Surly is the brand. They're a really cool bike brand, Surly. They have tons of street cred. And they make a bike called the Big Easy, and it has this, it's like a cargo bike, you know, and you can just go ride it around, you know, just for fun, but it has a big platform on the back, which you can mount, anything from, groceries to, firewood to your children and ride all over the place. And, I would start there. It's a pedal
assist.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hmm.
All right, Patrick,
what
thanks a lot. I guess that was it. You know, it's the Surly Big Easy, right?
Yeah, we have one in the store. So
that's it.
You know, we're just doing an appointment, but you know, we can, can look through the window.
Yeah. Interestingly, Surly Big Easy was my old CB radio handle. I don't know if you knew that. Madeline and Rhinebeck. Madeline, you're on.
Hi. I was just wondering if there's some kind of attachment or stand I could put on my hybrid bike to be able to exercise during the winter indoors.
Yes, you need an indoor trainer. And those are readily available. It's a it's like a little triangular thing that has a cylinder that you mount the bike on it, and the wheel rests on this cylinder, and then you pedal your little heart out, and you shift the gears to add or reduce the amount of
tension
and weight. Yeah. So, we have them in the store. You can call us later, and I'll answer your questions and guide you through that.
Madeline, thanks a lot for the call. The number is 800-348-2551. Samantha Moranville of Revolution Bicycles in Kingston. Michael Barrett of the Adirondack Mountain Club. 30,000 members, according to what Jackie, our producer, says in the Adirondack Mountain Club, Michael.
That's right.
And, you know, what does it mean to be a member?
Yeah, so, you know, membership is not the only way you can be engaged with us. But, you know, we're about to hit our 100-year anniversary in 2022. And the organization was inspired by trying to get people access to the Adirondack Mountains by building trails. But the formation of the club happened, the meeting started in 1921 in New York City. And so we're a statewide organization. We've got chapters from Long Island to Buffalo really far upstate New York. And, you know, you could be an active member in your local chapter by being an officer, being a trip leader, leading outings such as paddle outings, as well as local hikes. And so I encourage people to not just be a member of ADK, but also to get engaged with your local chapter. There's a lot of exciting things happening locally. And if you want to get out on a hike, if you're not sure what to bring and, you know, how to prepare, being engaged with a chapter and signing up for one of the local hikes is a great way to go about doing that.
I mean, what do you need, right? I must confess that Jim Lavoulis in our newsroom is like an avid hiker. He'll take a mountain a weekend. And I'm sure he knows how to prepare, but what do you need? You need a pair of good, comfortable shoes, and that's about it, right?
You know, there are things that are quite intuitive about hiking, but you'd be surprised. You just ask our dedicated New York State Forest Rangers. They average an incident a day where they're responding to people who are not prepared to go on hikes. Who bite off a little bit more than they can chew and don't prepare for the worst. That's the thing, is people set out for these day hikes, and it's completely manageable, but things go wrong. Weather comes in. People rely on digital maps on their phones, and the phone dies, and then they get lost.
Well, you just follow the trail, though, right, Michael? If you stay on the trail, you don't get lost.
You know, just 2 weeks ago, there was a rescue on Mount Marcy because somebody thought they were following the correct trail, and it ended up being the incorrect trail, and they had to spend the night at high elevation.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. Ivan in Colony. Ivan, you're on.
Hi. A question for Samantha. What advances do you think have been made to make bicycling safer in the Kingston, New Paltz area? I'm from the Colony, Albany area, and I could tell you of some here. But what were they in your area?
Well, I'll start by saying that I am very proud of our local government and the activities that they have undertaken to make cycling safer here. The first thing is that the Kingston Point Rail Trail has recently opened. We have a land trust here, the Kingston Land Trust, who has been creating the Kingston Green Line, which is really cool. It takes advantage of the abandoned rail bed, and it is a nice way to get through the city without riding in the city streets. And they were they had great foresight with this because they've linked it up to neighborhood amenities that you need, like the grocery store and the hardware store, that you can ride your bike there. And so that's one of the main things. And I'm very pleased that even in this crazy time, they are breaking ground on the Broadway revitalization project, where they are going to make complete streets that will be safer for cyclists. So they're redoing all of Broadway, which is just really great. And we just have a lot of outreach here. I work with a couple other women. We put on our second annual Kingston Women's Bike Festival. We didn't actually ride our bikes. It was just a day devoted to instructing people on how to get out on a bike and how to be safe. So there's a lot going on. And then, of course, we have all these rail trails. We have the Wellkill Valley Rail Trail, the O&W Rail Trail, and then the wildly popular Ashokan Rail Trail, which just opened up.
Ivan, thanks for the call. Our number here on Vox Pop is 800-348-2551. Hiking and biking, something you can do in a solitary fashion here as we all practice social distancing. Samantha Moranville of Revolution Bikes in Kingston and Michael Barrett, Executive Director of the Adirondack Mountain Club, join us today. The number is 800-348-2551. Evelyn in Great Barrington. Evelyn, you're on.
Yes, hi. Sorry. Hi, Samantha. I have a question for you, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a 14-year-old son who's keen on getting a mountain bike. And our question is, what are the pros and cons of a dual suspension versus hardtail?
So dual suspension mountain bike, which is what I ride, most of the people who I go out and ride on single track with are on dual suspended bikes. It's a very purpose-specific bike. It's really designed for riding on hardcore, gnarly single track. So
I'm sorry, what does that – say that again, hardcore what now?
Gnarly.
What is that?
Well, because this is a technical term. When you ride a mountain bike, you're actually shredding gnar.
All right. Well, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. Well, I can.
That's good. Continue.
I can go into greater detail.
Sorry to interrupt. Go right ahead.
No, it's okay. So for a 14-year-old, I guess from a mom's point of view, the con would be on a dual suspended bike, primarily just because, you know, they are at a higher price point. You're looking at about a $2,000 entry-level point on that. And the thing about 14-year-old boys is that they tend to be taller next week, so something that fits him now might not be great for him in a year. But let me not dissuade you. I mean, if he's really serious about it, you could get him into something and then potentially sell it, and, you know, it could retain a lot of its value. The hardtail... for someone who's starting out, for a 14-year-old, I would consider a bike called the Trek Roscoe, R-O-S-C-O-E. It's a hardtail, but it has a nice, really wide tire, which gives you a lot of additional stability. So it will give you some of the advantages of a full suspended bike without going all the way into that price point.
That's quite a price point, by the way, $2,000 for a bicycle. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a starting point.
All right. Oh, really? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You could buy a used Mercedes for that, though, right?
I finally graduated where my car cost more than one of my bikes, but for decades that was not the case.
Good for you. Well, thank you for the call, Evelyn, and good luck with your 14-year-old. May he shred gnarly down the thing, whatever that was called. Our number is 800-348-2551. Samantha Moranville of Revolution Bicycles in Kingston is here. Michael Barrett of Adirondack Mountain Club. Michael, how long have you been an avid hiker and trail person?
You know, even in high school, I grew up in the lower Hudson Valley, right where the Appalachian Mountain Trail goes through. And I was a cross-country runner in high school and into college.
Yeah.
And, you know, while everyone else was out playing football and baseball and basketball, I was on the trails putting in the mileage. So ever since I can remember, I was out on the trails.
You said there were hundreds of trails in the Adirondack Mountains. How many have you personally been
hundreds
on?
Hundreds of miles.
Hundreds of miles. How many have you been on?
You know, there's if I went up every weekend for the next couple of years, I probably couldn't get to it all. I've got in a good portion, but we're trying to get people to stay local. So I'd love to promote some of these great local places.
Please
like the Pine Bush Preserve and
Peebles Island State Park. Look, if folks are in the capital region are looking to get out and stay local, and that's what we're encouraging you to do, you know, you have some wonderful places to do it. You know, the Pine Bush Preserve in Western Albany, just at the end of the Washington Avenue extension, has 20 miles of trails right in Albany. And my favorite place where I am quite frequently is Peebles Island State Park. It couldn't be more centrally located, just north of Cohoes and Waterford. This is right at the confluence of the Mohawk and Hudson Rivers. It's an island. The perimeter trail is 1.8 miles, so you're never too far from the parking lot. And even there's a lot of inner trails as well. And I can almost guarantee that if you spend enough time out there on an afternoon, that you'll see some wildlife. There's an awful lot of deer out there. It's just an absolutely beautiful park. But you'll see a lot of people. And hiking locally is not mutually exclusive with social distancing. So you still have to be mindful to keep distance from other people.
You know, you like the real trails, if you will, the rugged trails in the hills and in the parks. What's your take on rail trails?
So, you know, rail trails is great. First of all, we have it all here in upstate New York. We've got the single trail, as we were talking about, the gnarly trail that's really indigenous to the Northeast. It's these roots, and it's rocky, and that's a big part of our single trail, single track culture in the Northeast. But we also have, you know, carriage roads and rail trails, which are great. In fact, when my family wants to go out for a bike ride, this is where we go. We go to the Zim Trail in Saratoga County, but there's a lot of different options. But we have to be mindful when we're talking about e-bikes earlier. These are multi-use trails. So yep. You're going to find walkers out there. You're going to find kids on scooters. You're going to find joggers. And so you have to be respectful of other people and mindful that, you know, everyone's going at a different pace. But it's just a great opportunity. What a great public initiative to turn these old rails into trails. And it's just connecting municipalities and towns, and it's just a wonderful place. And if you're a member of a local running club, and we certainly have more than our share in upstate New York, whether it's Albany Running Exchange or Saratoga Striders, this is a great place to get in some long miles is on these rail trails.
You know, two of my kids went on a 9-mile hike on one of these rail trails over the weekend, and they saw a beaver. It was pretty impressive, actually. The number is 800-348-2551. It's hiking. It's biking. It's Michael. It's Samantha. It's you. We'll get to some emails. We'll get more of your calls coming up right after this. Vox Pop on WAMC. Ray Graff with you. It's hiking and biking today with Michael Barrett of the Adirondack Mountain Club and Samantha Moranville of Revolution Bicycles in Kingston. A couple of emails here, gang, and then we'll get back to the phones for the home stretch. The number is 800-348-2551. This one's for Sam. A long time ago, 10-speed was the latest technology. Then came 12, 24 speeds. After that came bikes with both front and rear suspension, and that was 20 years ago. When it comes to the latest bicycles, what exactly is it that is now considered the state of the art? Not interested in motorized bikes. I'd rather use my legs. What's the newest improvement to the 21st century bicycle? And that's from Mark.
Okay, I would say there are two major game changers. This is not the newest, but in my opinion, had the biggest impact, which is tubeless. There was this guy Stan who worked out of his garage in New York, and he developed a way to put your tire directly on your rim without using a tube. It uses sealant instead, and that has definitely been a game changer. I think one of the things that's coming out now, not e-bikes, but electronic shifting. And this is not new, but I feel like it's becoming refined and easier, more accessible in the last couple of years. So wireless electronic shifting. So instead of pushing a lever, which activates a cable, which then pulls the derailleur, now it's just sending an electronic signal. So you tap a button and it just goes zip, and it's so smooth and nice. And then, oh, and dropper seat posts. Those are super cool.
I'm sorry, what now?
And those are a dropper seat post. So, you know how you can adjust your seat height?
Yeah.
You can, raise and lower it.
Sure.
A dropper seat post sets at a particular height, but then with the push of a button, you can raise and lower the seat while you're riding.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's been a great innovation for mountain biking, but I'm seeing it on other bikes now as well, including that Surly Big Easy that we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And the advantage of that is, you know, if you're carrying cargo, it's nice to be able to lower your seat, put your feet down on either side of you. So I that's
interesting.
Yeah.
How about that? This one is from Michael, and this is from Isaiah. I love hiking, but moreover, hunting for driftwood. Can you name any places that you know of that could be considered driftwood hotspots?
Well, that's a first. I would you want to probably stay close to a water body. So any trail that goes along water body, most of them do. So that might be a good option. I would bring you back to the Peebles Island State Park, considering it's right at the confluence, as I mentioned, of the Hudson and Mohawk rivers, and right there in Waterford. So, you know, you certainly can access the shore. You're going to go up on some high ridges, but that's a great place to do it. Also, Lake Champlain. If you are not too far away from Lake Champlain, I would suggest, you got to stay close, but Lake Champlain is a great place for driftwood, as is Noblewood Park. So those are two.
Okay.
Lots of driftwood in Noblewood Park.
What are good trails for drifters? No. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. This is also, I believe, for Samantha. By the way, are you on a trail right now, Michael?
I'm not, because my landline won't extend that far.
But I hear motors going. So you're near a roadway, yes?
Yeah,
oh, that's probably me. Yeah.
Oh, it's you. Okay. All right. Well, you're to blame. This one is for you, Sam. For a real thrill, there is downhill mountain biking, in which one rides to the top of a ski hill on a chairlift that has racks for bikes every other chair. Then one rides down specially constructed bike trails, which range from easy trails through the trees to very technical ones with large jumps and crazy bank turns. These places even have competitive meets where semi-pro racers face off for points and prize money. These folks wear helmets, pads, shin, and elbow guards, etc., and the more tattoos you have, the better. My local favorite is Thunder Mountain at Berkshire East in Charlemont, Massachusetts, and that is from Chris in South Amherst. You heard about that, Samantha?
Sure, yeah. Downhilling has been a big thing for quite some time, and it's a heck of a lot of fun. I have gone to the Wyndham Mountain Downhill Park, and I didn't take a downhill bike. I just took my regular mountain bike and I rode the easier trails because I'm definitely a rubber in contact with the ground kind of rider.
Yeah.
I'm not into sailing through the air. But it's a blast. What he said.
All right, fair enough. The number here is 800-348-2551. Nice to have you both here on the program as we talk hiking and biking. Let's go to Ron in Poughkeepsie. Ron, you're on. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon.
Oh, nice to have you.
Sorry, I'm a little bit out of breath. At the moment, I'm hiking with my dog. I've been a member of the Mid-Hudson Bicycle Club for the last 35 years. So I'm a 76-year-old who does a lot of road cycling.
Yeah.
I bike mostly in Dutchess, Columbia, and Ulster County. Strictly a road cyclist.
Yeah.
And this January, I got an e-bike, and it is fabulous.
Yeah, you like it.
That is a gross understatement. I'm able to keep up with the 60-year-old kids for the first time. I'm able to do the faster B-level rides and just keep up.
What do you know? What do you mean by a B-level ride?
Oh, probably around 15 to 17 miles an hour for around 30, 35 miles.
Mercy.
Yeah. Yeah, e-bikes are like the equalizer. And I have seen, people who have been riding for a long time that maybe they can no longer keep up with the group. This is what will enable them to get out there and continue riding with their friends. I've also seen people who, you know, are not, how do I say it? Not exhibiting external signs of physical fitness, but still getting out there. And I've seen them way out onto the trail, which, you know, previously maybe they wouldn't have been able to make it much past the parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, so e-bikes are great. No, and I'm really glad to hear you had that positive experience.
Well, I was able to get up into the Catskills the other day doing doing a 60-mile ride, which included a 21% grade.
Hmm.
And you got a workout, didn't you?
Yeah. Right. To add another point, which I didn't hear mentioned, the Hudson Valley was rated number 6 out of the 10 best places to ride in the U.S.
Huh.
According to Bicycling Magazine in the January issue, page 49.
Hey, Ron, you sound a little winded now. Are you okay?
Yeah, well, I'm hiking with my dog right now.
Yeah, where are you hiking?
In the Poughkeepsie area, there's a private preserve that a gentleman maintains. It's about 400 acres, and it goes up to a cell tower.
Oh, nice.
So,
The service should be pretty good up there, then.
Well, once I get up to the topic.
All right. Hey, well, listen, man. Hey, good luck, and thank you for the call. 800-348-2551. So, Ron, a big fan of the e-bikes. And I got to tell you, we got an email from Mike here, Samantha, who says, excuse my rant. I ride the rail trail in Rosendale, and there are people on the weekends doing 23 miles per hour with their feet on the battery, no helmets. These are motorcycles. And that's from Mike.
Yeah, if you are not pedaling, then, you know, that's a moped.
Yeah,
pure and simple. And I mean, listen, it doesn't matter what sport you're into, whether it's bowling or pool or whatever it is, there's always going to be a jerk.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
There's just no cure for jerks in the world, unfortunately.
That's well said. Let's go to Joe in Burlington. Joe, you're on. Hello, Joe.
Enjoy hiking through at the high peaks around Keene Valley and Route 73 over to Lake Placid. And there's been a chronic problem with automobile congestion and trail overuse. I was wondering, are there or is there an upcoming strategy in order to address that problem?
Michael.
Yeah, sure. And yes, there has been. First of all, the starting point is people are coming to the Adirondacks in record numbers, between 10 to 12 million people a year. And that's a good thing. People are getting outside, they're exercising, and they're, you know, patronizing our towns and villages in the North Country. So that's a positive thing. But we want to protect the trails in the high peaks, particularly the ones that are experiencing the most use. And so wisely, the governor and the DEC set up a high peak strategic planning advisory group, which has been meeting every 2 weeks for the past couple of months. And the Adirondack Mountain Club is part of that group. And the goal is to come up with objective, data-driven recommendations for addressing high use in the high peaks. And so and those recommendations are due to the commissioner of DEC, Basil Sagos, on June 1. And so we're excited to be part of that. We're excited to come up with a comprehensive set of recommendations to address the high use areas, to improve trail sustainability, and while it's still encouraging people to get outdoors.
So are you able to leak any of the proposals before June 1st?
No, but if you go to the DEC website or even follow us on social media, there's notes from each of the meetings that are published publicly. So you can access those on the DEC website.
Well, Joe, thanks for that one. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number, and you won't tell us what your recommendations are, but I mean, as a practical matter, it's a little difficult to limit the people who are on a trail if it's popular, right? You have a turnstile? What are you going to do?
Well, you can do a number of different things. First of all, as we discussed earlier, there is no shortage of hiking opportunities in the high peaks.
Right.
Again, we're talking about the largest protected area in the contiguous United States. When something gets popular and it gets promoted, then it attracts people in record numbers. And what we need to do is make concerted efforts to promote other areas. They're not necessarily the peaks. It could be a wonderful hiking experience. That's not necessarily one of the eastern high peaks. And so we can do more, both with a resource investment and the Front Country to create parking lots and other signage to get people to those lesser-known locations that may be equally stunning and equally good hiking experience. But if you're looking for solitude, you don't want to go hike Mount Marcy on a Saturday. That's the last thing you want to do. And so when they come to our parking lot at Heart Lake and we interact with them, we try to inform people of where they can get just as good a hiking experience somewhere else and still enjoy some solitude.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. Michael Barrett is the executive director of the Adirondack Mountain Club. Samantha Moranville is co-owner of Revolution Bicycles in Kingston. And we go now to Jeff in Schuylerville. Jeff.
Oh, hey, I just wanted to recommend a trail that I really like, a bike trail.
Sure.
It's the Feeder Canal Trail up in Warren County. It's a beautiful trail. It starts in Fort Edward, and it goes through Hudson Falls and Glens Falls, and it ends up in Lake George. It's an underused trail. I always thought it was underused, but it's beautiful. It's rural, but it also goes through Hudson Falls and Glens Falls, city, and
is that the one that popped up by Million Dollar Beach in that Fort Park thing?
Yeah,
I love that trail.
It just never gets old. It has everything.
Oh, yeah,
it goes through four.
That's a great trail. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I just wanted to.
And I tell people all the time, you know, if you're looking for fun things to do, if you're going to take the family up to Lake George, you know, it's the difference between walking around and buying tchotchkes and eating ice cream, or if you have bikes, you know, boom, get on the trail, you know, go for a nice long ride. And yeah, and then come back and have your ice cream, and the ice cream feels even more satisfying. And I did want to just kind of make a comment, just as a general comment. There's a lot of talk about trails right now, and the big issue that we're all having is the incredible amount of increased use because people really need to get outside. I would say that because so many people are staying home from work, our roads have never been quieter, and we do have amazingly beautiful roads in the Hudson Valley, and there's really never been a better time to get out and ride your road bike. Get out and just do some roads. Go explore your neighborhood, you know, because there's plenty to see, and it's a great time because it is quiet, and that would help to ease some of the intense amount of use that we have seen on the trails. And so that's my public service announcement.
That's a good point. Jeff, thanks for the call. Let's go over to Nancy in Walden. Nancy, you're on.
Thank you. First of all, I've been to Revolution Rail twice.
Yeah.
And loved it both
good.
Times. It's
Splendid.
A great experience. And I'm a big bike rider. Thank you.
What kind of bike do you ride, Nancy? Do you ride a hybrid, a road bike, a fat bike, a mountain bike, a touring bike?
I have three bicycles. I have a road bike,
That's
a mountain bike, and a hybrid.
Okay, but you don't
good
ride them
you.
At this. Good. What's your question?
So my question is this. First of all, I agree with the last caller who said that you should be riding on the roads now because I agree
that was
with
Sam
that.
Who said that.
I'm not sure
yeah.
who said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have not been out on the rail trails in weeks because the last time I went, there were so many people running and walking that it seemed like I had to breathe in their air.
Oh, boy.
So even if I'm 20 feet behind them, I'm going fast.
Right.
And so I'm staying off the rail trails, but I would like to ride with my riding partner. And we have a disagreement. She thinks we should ride someone in front and someone in back. And I say we should ride 6 feet apart next to each other.
So
because
there,
that way no one's
just
inhaling.
We only have about 30 seconds, Samantha, but why don't you tackle this one?
There's an article about that. Check out our Facebook page later, and I'll post it up. And they're actually recommending that you stay 25 feet apart. There was some authoritative person who wrote an article specifically on that, so I will post it to our Facebook page later today so people can check that out.
Well, it makes sense, but if you're 25 feet apart, you're not really riding together.
Right.
No, that's, you know, it depends on if I'm uphill or downhill from my friend. If we're going uphill, she's always 25 feet in front of me. And if I'm going downhill, she's always 25 feet behind me.
Okay.
That's what I say. I'm not getting gapped. I'm social distancing.
Well, you know, this was a lot of fun. Thank you both for being here today. Support comes from Edgar Bosick, Certified Financial Planner, Metacomet Ridge Advisors, East Hampton, Massachusetts, committed to serving their clients. Metacomet Ridge Advisors Securities through Cetera Advisors, LLC, member of FINRA, SIPC, College Street Motors, Amherst, Massachusetts, for over 30 years, specializing in foreign and domestic car and truck repairs and 24-hour towing. Full-service gas includes checking of fluids, tire pressure, and window washing. CollegeStreetMotors.com. The Arkell Museum, Kata Jo Harry, presenting Garth Williams, Illustrator of the Century, featuring original artwork organized by the National Center for Children's Illustrated Literature, arkellmuseum.org. At State Street Fruit Store, Deli Wines and Spirits, downtown Northampton, a locally owned, community-minded grocery and specialty food store since 1922. Wine tastings every Friday, 4 to 7, statestreetfruit.com. Well, thanks again to Michael Barrett and Samantha Moranville for being with us today via the telephone. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Thanks to Jackie Orchard, our producer. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow, something I know about. It's cars. Gordon Fricke will be here to answer your home auto repair questions. Right now, stand by for the book show.